I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Thursday, September 5th. A Quincy man was sentenced yesterday for committing a hate crime in Quincy Center almost 2 years ago. 78-year-old John Sullivan was sentenced to 18 months in prison, followed by 3 years of supervised release. In April, Sullivan pleaded guilty to one count of violating the Hate Crimes Prevention Act. Sullivan was indicted by a federal grand jury in February of 2023. On December 2, 2022, Sullivan encountered an Asian American group he'd never met before outside the Quincy Center post office. Sullivan yelled to the group, which included 3 children under the age of 12, to, quote, go back to China, and threatened to kill them. He then drove his car into one of the adult members of the group, causing the victim to land on the hood of the moving car and remain there while Sullivan drove the car about 200 feet in traffic. After Sullivan slammed on his brakes, stopping the car abruptly and causing the victim to slide off, Sullivan again accelerated, hitting the victim a second time, causing him to fall face first into a 10-foot deep construction ditch. And suffering injuries, Sullivan fled the scene and was later arrested in Braintree. Norfolk County Register of Deeds William O'Donnell was overwhelmingly reelected to another 6-year term in Tuesday's state primary election. We're still waiting for the results from the town of Millis. However, O'Donnell won 26 of the 28 communities in the county, except Quincy, where Quincy at-large councillor Noel DeBona beat O'Donnell by 925 votes. However, O'Donnell won the county by over 26,500 votes. O'Donnell was first elected to the office 20 years ago. There was no Republican challenger in that race. LL Flooring, the flooring company formerly known as Lumber Liquidators, is going out of business after the bankrupt company failed to find a buyer. LL Flooring filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection last month, saying it was in negotiations with multiple parties to sell its business. The company also announced that it would close 94 stores across the U.S. But in a statement yesterday, the company said that the talks had failed to yield an offer and that it now plans to wind down the business. Roughly 2,000 workers will lose their jobs. LL Flooring, which launched in Stoughton as Lumber Liquidators in 1994, said it would close sales at its roughly 200 remaining retail locations as the company moves to shutter them over the next 12 weeks. The company told customers they may still place orders online and in stores until the closing process is complete, and that existing orders for installations will be completed within 30 days. New orders for installation may not be placed after September 6th. Lumber Liquidators was once the largest specialty vendor of hardwood flooring in North America, but a 2015 60 Minutes report revealed that the company, then known as Lumber Liquidators, had dangerous levels of formaldehyde in its flooring. In 2019, LL Flooring agreed to pay $33 million in fines for misleading investors about levels of the chemical in its Chinese-made laminate flooring. A judge approved the sale of 5 Massachusetts hospitals owned by Steward Healthcare yesterday during a long-awaited bankruptcy hearing in Texas. Yesterday's hearing had previously been postponed several times, which forced the state to spend millions of dollars to keep the medical centers open. The hospitals that were sold are St. Anne's in Fall River, St. Elizabeth's in Brighton, Good Samaritan in Brockton, Morton Hospital in Taunton, and Holy Family in Methuen and Haverhill. Steward closed Kearney Hospital in Dorchester and Neshoba Valley Medical Center in Ayer last Saturday. The Archdiocese of Boston had concerns about the sale, asking for the new owners to remove symbols of Catholic identity if they don't plan to operate as Catholic healthcare facilities. Yesterday's hearing was held in Houston, Texas. Steward filed for bankruptcy reorganization in May and began exploring plans to sell dozens of hospitals it owned across the country. Governor Healey naming a new leader for the embattled state police. She selected retired Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Noble of the New Jersey State Police as the next colonel of the Massachusetts State Police. His selection comes as a result of a national search led by a search committee and executive search firm. Noble, a Rhode Island native who spent much of his childhood on Cape Cod, served in the New Jersey State Police from 1995 to 2022, holding numerous assignments. Since retiring from law enforcement, he's worked as regional president for Intercon Security Systems, a private security firm. Noble is expected to assume leadership of the state police in October. He currently lives in New Jersey with his wife and three children, but will be relocating to Massachusetts soon. Well, it was all smiles and tail wags yesterday after the newly renovated Boardwalk Pizza and Donato's Gelato at Marina Bay hosted a fundraiser for the Quincy Animal Shelter. The event presented an opportunity for animal lovers to meet and potentially adopt several dogs from the shelter, including Phil, a 10-year-old mixed breed who's recovering from severe hernia surgery after being found a stray. Pup cups were provided for the dogs. Pizza and gelato from Donato's were provided for the owners. The fundraiser was highlighted with a ribbon-cutting ceremony for the remodeled pizza and gelato shop, as well as Carson Tager from Carson and Kennedy's radio program emceeing the event. The Reverend Jack Ahern also provided pet owners the opportunity to have their animals blessed. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch and City Councilor Scott Campbell also attended yesterday's events. Check of business news this morning, and stocks are mixed. The Dow was up 38 points, the NASDAQ dropped 52, and the S&P fell 8. Asian stocks also mixed. The euro was up slightly, and oil at $69 a barrel. Sports, Red Sox lose to the Mets again, 8-3. The White Sox come to Fenway tomorrow night at 7:10. Forecast from the National Weather Service today, mainly sunny and a high of 78 degrees. For tonight, partly cloudy, a low 57. Tomorrow, sun and clouds, high 76. Partly cloudy on Saturday, the high of 75. And some showers around on Sunday morning, high of 76. For the boater, waves about a foot. Right now, a light southerly wind at 5 knots becomes easterly later today, the high tide at 1:39 p.m. Sunrise 6:13, sets at 7:09. Traffic note, 4 River Bridge, scheduled to open at 10 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, September 5th.